Shabbat Tov, good evening.
Has joined.
Anna.
Has joined.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Yodula Chimincha, Tati. Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Prasatan Terap Satan. Small gates, eyes, ears, nose, and mouth. Na gibor, dorshe yehud ha kevavat shamre. Nun gimel dalet, yud kaf shin. Parnasa, healing. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha. Tamid Tamle Betet Resh Tzadi Taf Gimel Netzach Eternal Victory Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adata Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Ode Appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude. Yahid
has joined.
Zofre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamed Pezayan Kuf. Yisod. Creation, creativity, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu Kabel. Ushmati akatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tadiyuta malchut kingdom manifestation. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Let's separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav Chesed V'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosea won wafesha v'chata v'nake. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parasha Yitro. It's known as Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudshabarichu Ishkinte Bibhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leakta L'shem Yudhe Bavafe The Yehud Ashalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maase Yadeinu Kanenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane nam dekucha berichu koma de aved leela witata kolaihu kishot biovada dipshot belaid lach mila bialma divae barnash bedach yalea minea ulan haga beakalana. The Hakulu of shout inun with kola itzderi be alma. The energy of our current year, 5781, is the redemption, providing the children of Israel are prepared, the redemption will occur. It will occur tonight. One of the ways we prepare for the redemption is by studying a verse that has the same gematria as the year, 781. The verse we study is Isaiah chapter 66, verse 21. Wagam mehem eka lakohanim lalivim amar adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yohe da wanu heyo. The Tzadikim who left this day, the 26th day of the vet. Rabbeinu Avraham Bar David Miposkirs. He's known as the Ra'avad. Rabbi Avraham Chaim of Slokhov. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. We will connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool we use to climb the tree of life to reach the level that we will study tonight at. Malchut, yo aheni wa yohe, yo aheni wa yohe, yo aheni wa yohe, yesod, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, od, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu, yu ahuni wu yohu. Netzach, ye ahini we yohi, ye ahini we yohi, ye ahini we yohi. Tiferet, yo ahuni wo yoho, yo ahuni wo yoho, yo ahuni wo yoho. Gevura, ye ash, ni we yosh, ye ash, ni we yosh, ye ash. Niwe Yosh. Chesed. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Bina. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Yeah, anyway, yohe. Hachma. Yeah, anyway, yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Our class tonight is from the Parasha of Vayera, which we will be reading this coming Shabbat. We're going to be reading section 1. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In the first row, the right-hand column, that's a landing page that will open up to a list of all of the Parashas. Roll to the second parasha in the book of Shemot, Parasha Vayera. When that landing page opens up, scroll to section 1 and open that up. And we'll start with Pasuk 1. We have done this section before. It's a long section, and which is why I did not do our normal 72 name charts and so forth, because I'm trying not to run over time. As we've all come to learn, time seems to be of the essence in many things that we do. So we will begin with L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bibhilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yud He Bovache Le'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'sok Torah Mitzvah V'ayihino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kananei. Pasuk 1. Vaydaber Elohim el Moshe vayomer elav ani Hashem vayera el Avraham el Yitzhak v'el Yaakov v'el Shaddai v'gomer Rabbi Abba patach b'idchu Hashem ma'de'ad ki b'ya Hashem Tur olamim bidchu Hashem. Kol b'nei alma v'ayayin ya'ile itat kefa v'yabakud shabarichu mechewe raktanu dilchon be'ya. The translation, and Elohim spoke to Moses and said to him, I am Hashem, and I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of El Shaddai. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion saying, trust in Hashem forever. The Hebrew is Adayad. For Yah Hashem is an everlasting rock. Trust in Hashem means that all the people of the world have to strengthen themselves in the Holy One, blessed be He, and trust in Him. If one looks at the Hebrew language in the Torah, one does not normally see the name El Shaddai speaking to Abraham, to Isaac, or to Jacob. So what is being told to us in this pasuk? The name El Shaddai refers to a specific level of consciousness that is lower than the name Hashem. That is what we are being told. Pasuk 2. Ihaki mahu adeyad elabegin dihekutu pa. Devarnash batar dehu kiyuma vekishura dekolavikreyad wehaukruha yemadeat lamer bakoboker yokolad vehayad atar deachid lekav siprin. The sitra da u sitra da the itkaima u itkesh rapki kishra dilata de. He asks, if so, what is the meaning of adayat? And he answers, it means that the strength of a person should be in the place which sustains and connects everything, and which is called Ad, which is their Anpin, as it is written. In the morning he shall devour the prey. The Hebrew word is Ad. Ad is the place that unites this side and that side, meaning that it is the central column that connects the right side and the left side to each other for sustenance and connecting, namely so that the two columns are sustained and their illuminations are linked to each other, a connection that will not be destroyed. My commentary? I am not sure what is being said here, although it is relating to the unity of the three columns. Unity comes about through binding by striking, and that must be the meaning of the idiom, ade ad. Pasuk 3. Vahai atiyuta dekola beya imadiat amar amer ataawat givot olam mani nun givot olam ile inun tiren imahan nukveo veo ushmita. Veikrun givot olam olam kemadi atamer min haolam viad haolam. And everything directs its desires towards Ad, as written. And here it's being translated as two, which is the word Ad, the utmost bound or desire of the everlasting hills. Who are the everlasting hills? These are the two matriarchs, meaning Bina and Malchut, which are females and are called Jubilee and Sabbatical. Bina is called Yovel, Jubilee, and Malchut Shmita, Sabbatical. And both are called everlasting hills, hills of the world. Each one of them is called a hill of the world. They are called world, as you say, from everlasting to everlasting, literally from the world to the world, meaning Bina and Malchut are for both are called world. My commentary. Desire of the male is always towards mother and wife. Desire of the female is towards mother and husband. This is the meaning of the word Ad, which is being translated as toward. Toward is a word dealing with direction. In spirituality, direction relates to affinity or a lack of affinity of form. Pasuk 4. Wetiyuta dilchon behayad. You look at the word ad, it's ayin dalet, which is also the word for witness. It's also the doorway to sight, which is the doorway to hachta. Deihu kiyuma dekol sifrin tiyuta diyula. Ligabe de aliatara leauna daya nada alea birkan ularka alea mi buin mi metikun metikin hadahu. Tiktiv jena urena benot atzion v'melech shalomo v'atara she'itra lo imo tiyuta tishmita le'itvaka mine yaulat nahara. Mineya vadai hayatayawat givot olamihu. And they desire Ad, which is their antin. Since being the central column, it sustains all sides. meaning the right side and the left side, and therefore the Jubilee, which is Bina, desires Ad to adorn it from the top of three Sephirot, and to pour on it blessings, which is the secret of the abundant flow of Chasadim, and to pour sweet springs onto it, which is the secret of Chokmah, sweetened with Chasadim. This is the meaning of go forth, daughters of Zion, and behold, King Solomon with the crown with which his mother crowned him. King Solomon is the secret of the king that the peace, Shalom, is his, which is there on pin. His mother is the secret of Bina, the sabbatical year, which is Malchut, and it desires Ad, that is there on pin, to be blessed by it and to illuminate from it. Thus the everlasting hills, which are Bina and Malchut, assuredly desire Ad, the one to pour on it its abundance, and the other to receive. This becomes clear with some comments above. It may be clear in itself. It is saying the central column has affinity of form with both right and left. Mother or Bina desires thereon pin to pour blessings onto it, and Malchut desires what thereon pin will share with it once it receives the blessings from Bina. Pasuk 5. Begin kach bichu Hashem ade ad dehamita man uleila atar tamir wegadiz ihu tilaya kil itga beka atarhu b'minei anachku v'itztayru al min hadahu diktiv ki v'yashem tur olamim v'hu atar ganiz v'satim v'yad bitchu b'ashem adeyad ad haka yait Rishu lekol barnash leistakla beyami kanu halma leyat leya Rishu lebarnash leistakla beyade haihu ganiz mikola. Umani hu ya yedalad bav dalad de mitaman itste yaru al min kulu beleit chai hant man tekai aim al hahu atar. The translation. Therefore, the verse says, trust in Hashem forever, which is Zeron Pin, and from there up, namely Chokmah and Bina, which are above Zeron Pin. The place is covered and hidden, as none can conceive it. It is a place from which the worlds, which are male and female, emerge and are formed. This is the meaning of, for Yah, Hashem, is an everlasting rock. Yah is Chokmah, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is Bina, and they design and produce the worlds that are male and female. This place is hidden and concealed. Therefore, the scripture says, trust in Hashem forever, Ad-Deh-Ad, to teach that up to here, to Zeron Pin, which is called Ad, everyone is permitted to observe, from here and further, meaning in Chokhmah and Bina, as mentioned, no one is permitted to observe because it is concealed from everyone. And that is the place that is prohibited to be observed. It is Yah, Yud-Heh, Vav-Heh, which are Chokhmah and Bina, where all the worlds were formed and no one is able to understand that place in order to conceive anything. This pasuk is telling us that we can travel up to Chesed within our meditations, and some can struggle to reach higher. They will be called sages. Pasuk 6. Amar Rabbi Yehuda kera o kach aleya diktiv ki sha'al na leyamim reshonim v'gomer ad haka itrishu lebarnash leistak la mikvam ulhala let bande yakil lemekam aleya. Rabbi Yehuda said, the scripture proves this. The preclusion of understanding above Zerantin, or is written, or ask now the days that are past, from one side of heaven, which is Zerantin, to that other. So it is expressed in the scripture that questioning and understanding pertain only to the level of heaven, which is Zerantin, from one side to the other. Up to here, one is permitted to observe. But from here and further, meaning above Zerantin, no one can comprehend it. The pasuk is clear for those who have the capability to understand it. Pasuk 7. Ya amar bidhu vashem adeyad kol yomo devar nash la'elikat kefa be'yad kudsha berichu v'uman v'ishawe be'yad bitchoneya v'tuk pe'ya yad kayaot la yaklin le'avasha Leya kol b'nei alma, b'kol man b'shawe tu b'ya. B'shma dakadisha itkayayim, zay alma. The translation. Another explanation of the passage, trust in Hashem forever, is that a person has to strengthen himself in the Holy One, blessed be He, throughout his life. No one can harm one who properly places his trust and strength in him, since one who places his strength in the Holy One endures forever. My commentary, trust in Hashem as that is your only protection shield. Pasuk 8. Maita ma begindi alma bishmeya kadisha. It kayam hahidi ki vipiya Hashem tsur olamin atayar almin deha bitrein. Advan it berun almain almadein. The Alma Diate Almada Adina It Pere the Adina Kaima Hahi Dictive Pere begin de it nachagun bene nasha bedina will I kun be or salivar. The translation. He asks, what is the reason? And he answers, since the world endures by his holy name. This is the meaning of, for Yah Hashem is an everlasting rock. Worlds, and or the rock is Tsur, which means the former, the Hebrew, Sayar of worlds. The former, meaning the Yetzirah, or Mater, of worlds. For by two letters were the worlds created, this world and the world to come. This world was created with judgment and is maintained, namely exists on judgment. This is the meaning of in a beginning Elohim created, as this name alludes to judgment. The reason is so that people would conduct themselves according to judgment, according to the law, and would not digress from this path. My commentary. The world is created in judgment and exists in judgment. We are all striving for mercy when we should be following the path of judgment to reach the higher levels of Hakma and Bina. Pasuk 9. Tachatse kiti vaydaber Elohim El Moshe Gizrat Dina de Kaima Aleya Makitiv Leela Weyasha Moshe El Hashem Wayomar Adonai Bealef Dalit Nun Yud Pamedu Pade Moshe Besheruta Din Vioteya Lanach Ruheya Bahayatar Amar Adonai Lama Hareota La'am Hazeh Wigomeru Meaz Bati El Paro Lidaber Mishpecha Hey, Rali Am Haze, Wahatelo, Tihitalta, Etamecha, Manhu Daye Makedain Ela, Moshe Diada de Hadarga, Lahara Ila. The translation. Come and see. It is written. And Elohim spoke to Moses. The name Elohim alludes to the decree of judgment that is looming over him. It is written before, and Moses returned to Hashem and said, Adonai, spelled Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the name of Malchut. See the strength of Moses, that as soon as he started prophesying, his spirit did not rest at this place, which is Malchut. He said, Adonai, why have you dealt ill with this people? Why is it that you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh, to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all. Who can talk like this? Only Moses, who knew that another, higher level than Malchut, was intended for him, because he was a chariot to Zerantin, which is the husband of the queen. My commentary. The verse is related to help us develop an understanding about Moshe and the level of consciousness that we need to reach in order to follow the path he has started for us to follow. Pasukin. Amara b'itzak b'sheruta d'itkibleya b'ita pakibla yivarnash d'fakid l'veitya v'yamar kolman d'vaye b'la d'chilu o'fakim. Moshe Leveteya Ta'amar Vela Dachil. The translation. Rabbi Yitzchak said, at first the house, which is Malchut, was given to him for being a chariot to Zerantim, which is the husband of Malchut. He merited the level of Malchut as his house, as it is a house for Zerantim. Therefore, he commanded it like a man would command his household, and spoke whatever he wished to without fear. Moses, too, spoke to his household, which is Malchut, without fear. My commentary. This is expanding on the level of Moshe for us to realize that Moshe was speaking to Adonai and not Hashem. Verse Pasuk 11. Devaracher vada Elohim gizra dina v'yomer elavani Hashem v'yarga achara derachame v'haka itkashar kola kachada dina verachame adahu diktiv. Vayomer elav ani Hashem amar Rabbi Shimon na iketiv vayidaber Elohim El Moshe Ani Hashem Aweina Amar Haki El Alakitiv El Avaida Ber Elohim El Moshe Bekad Meta Uvatar Vai Omer El Avani Hashem Mishma Darga Vitar Darga. The translation. Another explanation of "and Elohim spoke." This is the decree of judgment, as the name Elohim is judgment, namely Malchut, and said to him, "I am Hashem." This is a different grade, namely Zerantin, which is mercy. And here everything is connected together, judgment and mercy together, which is great wholeness. This is the meaning of, and said to him, I am Hashem, which is the attribute of mercy. Rabbi Shimon said, if it were written and Elohim spoke to Moses, I am Hashem, I would say that for him judgment and mercy were linked together. But it is not written so. Rather, it is first written, and Elohim spoke to Moses, and then, and said to him, I am Hashem, which means that they were a grade after another grade, instead of judgment and mercy linked together. This verse is teaching us to read the Torah closely. Elohim of Malchut, then, we rise to Hashem of Zerantin. To link them together is another step in the process. Pasuk 12. Amaribiose Moshe El Male Bichawad Amareya Deveta Ishte Elohim Itana Shalmati Amarava Begine Aila Itanash Levarnash Lutanafal Leya Katka Ketata bid bitahu, we amar la bilin, sharet, sharat, I ole itrea makewan, the sharit mila hawataman, malka natal malka mila. Vehishat kat, ufast kat, lemala. Amar leya, malka vekila yedata, dianaru hu balka. Umikama malilat, milini. Yakol uvaki Moshe, v'yashavu Moshe el Hashem, v'yomar Adonai l'amahareota, v'gomer miyad v'idaber Elohim el Moshe sare le'itra'ama, miyad natal. Malka mila bi omar. Eilav ani Hashem, vela yidat ta'anahu. Malka umika me, mililat milininun. The translation. Rabbi Yossi said, had not Moses been the master of the house, as is written about him, a prayer by Moses, the man of Elohim, Psalm 90, he would have been punished for saying to Adonai, why have you dealt ill with this people? But since he was the master of the house, he was not punished. This is likened to a man who had a quarrel with his wife, who was the king's daughter, and spoke to her improper words. She started to complain, but as soon as she started speaking, the king who was present took over the matter, and she became silent and stopped speaking. The king said to her husband, "Don't you know that I am the king? And that it is in my presence that you spoke these words?" Similarly, so to speak with Moses, as it is written. And Moses returned to Hashem and said, Adonai, why have you dealt ill? Immediately Elohim spoke to Moses, which is the attribute of judgment, because the king's daughter started to complain. Immediately the king took up the complaint and said to him, I am Hashem. Did you not know that I am king? And it is in my presence that you spoke these words. My commentary. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. It is helpful to reread this and learn to understand it closely. Pasuk 13. Vayera el Avraham, el Yitzhak, v'el Yaakov, v'el Shaddai, v'may Shana, Shama, Akamei Ailein, v'ayela Sivat Lechawa Leya Rahima Bad Bae Malka Lemala Lehahu Rahima Beshader Libre De Alemala Ameya Lachawa Malka Adyada Sivratea Mimalel Aime Atazim Nadivratea Leit Nasyava Hahu Yoma Leit Nasivat Amar Malka Karunda Livreta Dirots Bodaya. Mimalel imeya ata zimna divrateya Le'itna svahu yoma Le'itna sivat Amar malka karun lalivrata Kiruspundya matronita Aliyamar la adhaka mililavna adyadach leman lemalim lilna mikanul halya anaema levali vehuyema leman leitzterich Leomin Amar Labi Almla Bala Milin Kame Malka Adio Sharat Lemala Natal Malka Mila Amar Lea Wilana Malka di adyomada la milim enashimi ela ald yedadi vrati. We ana yehivana lach berati umalilna imach beitkalya. Madala Abidna Leachara. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of El Shaddai. Why did he use a different name than the names before, which were Adonai, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Elohim, and here he said El Shaddai? He answered, this is likened to a king who had an unmarried daughter and also a beloved friend. When the king wanted to speak with his beloved friend, he used to send his daughter to speak to him, and thus the king spoke to him through his daughter. The time has come for his daughter to marry. On the day she married, the king said to her, "Precious queen, until now I spoke through you to whomever I wished to. From now on, I will tell your husband that he will speak with whomever it is necessary." After some time, the husband said harsh words to her in the king's presence. Before she started to talk, the king took the cause and said to him, "Am I not the king? Until this day, no person spoke to me except through my daughter, and I gave you my daughter, and I spoke to you openly. A thing I have not done for any other person." The pasuk is clear as written. Again, it is important to realize these relationships as discussed in the last two verses. Pasuk 14. K Yitzchak v'era el Avraham, el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov, v'el Shaddai kadihi, v'ivyiti, v'la'it nesivat, v'lamalilu, imin anfin, v'anfin, Yemadi Aveira. El Abraham, El Yitzhak, B'El Yaakov, B'El Shaddai, Ushmi Hashem lo nudati, Lachem l'mala, Imhon b'daga dadi da'ima malilna. The translation. Similarly, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of El Shaddai, which is the name of Malchut before she united with Serantin face to face. This means I appeared to the patriarchs by the name of El Shaddai, which is Malchut, when she was unmarried in my house. I was not spoken to face as I did with you. And you, at the beginning of your speech, said to my daughter in my presence such words. Therefore it is written, and I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of El Shaddai, but by name Hashem I was not known to them. That is, to speak to them in the grade in which I spoke to you. My commentary. Hashem needed to let Moses know how unique he is, in order for him to learn to be humble. A humble person knows what is his level of consciousness and how there are many levels above him that he has not reached as yet. Pasuk 15.
Rabbi Yosef Petach LeDavid Mizmor LaHashem Haaretz Umloa Tevel VeYoshvei Ba Haaretz Dara Kadisha DeYisrael DeYihu DeYihi Kai Malit Shachyayo Mineya ulit barka, mineya baki beta, ulvatar mila, itchakyayo, alma kolate vel veyoshve ba, dasharan, the shech amina, binalan, bikti.
The translation. Rabbi Yossi opened the discussion saying a psalm of David. The earth is Hashem's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell in it. The earth refers to the holy land of Israel that is the first to be blessed by him and watered by him, by Hashem. Afterwards, the whole world is watered from it. The world and they that dwell in it refers to the rest of the lands that drink from it. How do we know this? From the words that he will judge the world in righteousness. my commentary. Zeronpin feeds Zion first, and then Zion feeds the land of Israel, and then the other levels are fed. These levels are the other nations and their lands. Pasuk 16. Kihu al yamim yisada ilen shiva amudim tiara semika alaihu ve'inun shiva yamim v'yam kenesret shalta alaihu amar rabbi Yehuda latema tishalta alaihu Ela de itmaya yo minaihu the alneha wrote Yekona neha maninun neha wrote Ela keda anasu neha wrote Solam yisu neha wrote Akyam. Inu naharot tada v'nahar yotze me'eden lehashkot et hagan ugin kach v'yad naharot yekonenaha. The translation. For he has founded it upon seas. There are seven pillars, which are the seven sephirot, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut of Zeronpin, on which the earth supports itself, and which are seven seas, the seas of Kinneret, which is in the Galilee, which is Malchut, rules over them. Rabbi Yehuda said, do not say it rules over them, because Malchut does not rule over the seven sephirot of Zeronpin. But the Sea of Kinneret is filled from them, because Malchut receives from them and established it on the rivers. He asks which rivers are being referred to, and he answers, it is written, the floods have lifted up, Hashem, the floods, the rivers have lifted up their voice, which are the sephirot of Yesod of Zeronpin, which is called a river, as written, and a river went out from Eden to water the garden. Therefore, it is written, he established it on the rivers. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining how the various lands are fed through the rivers, which is a code word for the Torah of the people who study Torah in each land. Pasuk 17. Tachatzei ha'eretz, Igre eretz, Yisrael, Yaakov, Dihu Yisrael, Amayla shalit alda, Yime Moshe, Tehaketiv, Liera, El Avram, El Yitzhak, V'el Naakov, Yaakov, Ve'el Shaddai ve'la'yatir. Come and see. This land which is Malchut is called by the name the Land of Israel. When face to face with Zeronpin, that is called Israel. He asks, why does not Jacob, who is Israel, rule over it like Moses? For he is also a chariot of Zeronpin, which is called Israel. For it is written, and I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of El Shaddai, which is the name of the Nukva, before she unites with Zeronpin, and no more. It is a good question, and let us see the answer below. We've run out of time, so I'm going to not read the Aramaics, but just the English translation from verse 18 on. Verse 18, he answers, we have already established that Jacob took the terrestrial house, that is, in this world. Therefore, he lost the celestial house, which is Malchut. But with the terrestrial house, that is, the four wives, he reestablished the celestial house, which is Malchut. With 12 tribes, with 70 branches, referring to its 70 names, which is the meaning of the 70 souls who came to Egypt. And we have already established that Moses took the celestial house, which is Malchut, and forsook the terrestrial house because he separated from his wife. Therefore, it is written of Jacob by the name of El Shaddai. As mentioned, because only by the name El Shaddai did the Holy One, blessed be he, speak to him, and no more than this. But by my name Hashem, I was not known to them, meaning to speak to them on in this level of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is the superior level. The verse is clear as written. Verse 19. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. Rabbi Chiya said, the glory of the patriarchs was Jacob, who was all perfect. By all, it is written to Abraham and to Isaac. But by him, Jacob, a letter was added, as it is written, and, which is equal to the Vav, to Jacob. The letter Vav was added to him to show that he was more whole than them all. But notwithstanding, he did not merit uniting with it, without Malchut, like Moses did, as earlier mentioned. We have learned that the Vav represents Zeranpin. Even though Jacob was more complete than Abraham and Isaac, and more connected to Zeranpin, he is not able to be at the level that Moshe reaches. Pasuk 20. And I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan. It is because they were circumcised, for all who are circumcised inherit the land. Therefore the Torah says to give them the land of Canaan, for the land is inherited only by a righteous person. The land is inherited only by a righteous person, and everyone who is circumcised is called righteous, as it is written. Your people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. Everyone who is circumcised and observes the sign of the covenant is all called righteous. Come and learn this from Joseph, who was not called righteous in his life until he observed that covenant, the sign of the Holy Covenant. Once he observed it by the incident of the wife of Potiphar, he was called righteous, namely Joseph, the righteous. This verse is clear as written. And that's the end of the section. Are there any questions? We have three classes tomorrow, one at 7 a.m., our morning prayer and study, one at 10:30, which will be continuing our 10 luminous emanations, and one at 3, which is the Psalms class. I wish everyone a Shalom Gadol. Much peace and serenity in your life. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you. And good night.
Good night. Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
A good week. We're going to have a week. Extra good.